Do you guys like reality TV? Do you like it? Do you like the drama? Do you like The Bachelor? Who's The Bachelor going to pick? Oh, today I feel like we got an episode of The Bachelor. Or, I don't know, maybe it's like Bachelors in Paradise. Whichever one is the crazier version. All right, this has been a weekend, guys. This has been a weekend. We did some things that I think are actually really good. All right. This is going to be a laid-back episode, by the way. We do have some stuff we're going to talk about that's not just related to Dale Partridge. We're going to take some looks at actually his mentor right now, Doug Wilson, and some more heresy. Yep, you heard me. Some more heresy that he decided he was going to put out, like Canon Publishing decided to put out a video that they thought was going to help. And it's just like some of the worst stuff I've seen. And it's not getting out there very much. So I thought we'd take a look at it. So we're going to do that later. I'm going to be monitoring the chat a little bit more than usual because, your boy's under attack. Okay. And here's the thing. I'm going to start off with saying it's my own fault. You know, like we've been doing some good things here on the channel where we've been talking about some of these teachers, some of these, I don't know how else to put it, like these stage chasers, these platform builders, some people who deserve it, you know, who are really smart and educated and they just have a whole bunch of real life practical experience. And so yeah, they write their books and they go and they, you know, get on these platforms and that's cool. And, you know, sometimes we interact with some of the things that they do, like Kevin DeYoung. Kevin DeYoung deserves the platform that he has. And, you know, but we still interact with his thoughts. John Piper, same deal. But then sometimes we talk about some of these platform chasers that don't deserve it. And we talk about some of the issues that we have with them. Right away, I'm going to ask you to hit the like button because there's just been a lot of people. This weekend has been frustrating, but like I said, good, because when we talk about some of these platform chasers that don't deserve the platform that they do have and that they're building, you know, sometimes what we talk about actually matters. And I feel like we can kind of congratulate ourselves in a way because our voice is getting heard. My voice is getting heard. Your voices, as you come with me on this journey. That sounded really dumb, but Joe's going to make fun of me in the chat. You know, as we talk about these things, it's starting to matter. You know, I feel like at least maybe for some of you, and I know for myself, it feels like sometimes you're just like talking into the void, you know, with some of these leaders because they don't care. Like they're not going to interact with your thoughts. They're not going to listen to any of the criticisms that you or the vast majority of the internet has. You know, like you get a lot of stuff like, oh, Twitter's so mad. Twitter's so angry. It's just a bad place. And, you know, like, well, there are good Christian people who are trying to do something there. Now, there are certainly little corners of the internet, as we'll be discussing. Maybe they aren't so healthy. But, you know, on Christian Twitter, there's a lot of people with a lot of good thoughts. And they get written off. And I feel like us together, we're starting to have a little bit more of a voice. And it's happened before, you know, with when you talk about Josh Bice, he shows up. You know, he goes into the comments section. We've interacted with him. I won't go into some of the other names because they've asked me not to. But we've had some interaction with some of these other guys that we talk about here on the show. Some of the good guys that we've interacted with their thoughts. Today, we're going to be talking about the drama of it all. Because one guy that we've been talking about a lot here on the channel is Dale Partridge. We've talked about his education stuff. To my knowledge, it is not a race. It was bound to happen at some point. But to my knowledge, I'm the first person who started looking into Dale Partridge and his education and some of the things that he's said online, to my knowledge, I'm the first, but I'm not the only one. And it was only a matter of time before more people started to look into this guy because of what he does online. Now, a lot of you know who Dale Partridge is. For some of you that don't, he is a pastor down in Arizona. He was really involved in a house church movement on the West Coast and was pastoring at a house church in Oregon and then went down to Arizona and is pastoring one, but they're transitioning to, you know, just whatever, an established church with a building, like that kind of deal. But he's also a writer. And that's how I got to know Dale Partridge. I don't know him personally, just online. And the things that I've read from him are awful. Like, just awful. Like, I'm not going to sugarcoat anything. It's not who I am, first off. And also, I don't think he deserves that. Some of the things that he's said have been just horrendous. His theology has changed often, which, you know, again, like, your theology can change. Like, everyone, as you learn and as you grow, I'm not the same person I was 10 years ago. But he's not the same person he was 2 years ago. And he's been a teacher the entire time. He's been a professor the entire time because he does this writing and he does his tweets. We'll talk about those in a minute. But he has started Reformation Seminary. And my thing, as soon as I started looking up, you know, who this guy was, my first thing, oh, he's got his testimony online. So I read his testimony. Well, his testimony, according to him, he became a Calvinist in 2020. And then he immediately starts Reformation Seminary. Like, guys, like, that's who we're dealing with. A guy who becomes a Calvinist one day and thinks, I'm an expert. I'm going to start Reformation Seminary right away. It's just, what? So he calls himself a professor at this thing. But then when you look into his history, he doesn't have the education that you would want in a professor. And again, like, you know, there are people who start seminaries and they have, you know, just, they're just doing their thing, teaching people. It's not really a seminary. But the words that he uses on his website to talk about how they give graduate level diplomas, like, that's not okay if you don't have a degree. Like, you know, there's accreditation. You could argue about accreditation, whether that matters for ministry positions. I believe that it matters. You know, whatever. But if you're going to say something like that, you should probably have a degree. If you're going to be the president of a seminary, you should have a degree. And he doesn't have any. He has a certificate. And it's not to belittle him. It's just when you, like, think about that, like, the arrogance that must be attached to that. Like, again, I'm not sugarcoating anything today. Okay. I've kind of had it. I'm going to try to be as kind as I can. But I'm over it. Like, this guy just keeps on coming at me, which again is understandable because I've gone at him. And, you know, again, I'll count it as a victory that we've gotten some interaction and that we're being heard. But I kind of assume that was already happening. Again, we'll get into that in a little bit. I'm jumping the gun. All right. So that's who Dale Partridge is. He is now right in line with Doug Wilson. He actually recently changed his position yet again theologically from 1689 Second London Baptist Confession to Westminster. He says that he's going to be joining, most likely, Doug Wilson's denomination. So many, many, many changes. He's gone from house church to established church, from Johnny Mack to Owen Strand, from Owen Strand to Doug Wilson, and all the theology that's attached to all that in a matter of, like, I think it's 3 years. So, like, that's a lot. That's a lot of changes. But online, that's what I'm concerned about. Like, whatever. People start ministries that maybe shouldn't have started those ministries. It's not really any of my business. But when you go online and you tweet things, and this is what made me start to look into him. When you say things like anyone who has committed suicide, I'll say it, whatever, YouTube will ding me for it. But anyone who has, they're not a Christian. I get angry. Like when you just post that kind of stuff and it's so like there's no nuance. And the people that have had those kind of thoughts and they're Christians and they're like, but you're a teacher and you're claiming to have all this education and you have a huge platform with 110,000. Like that, it makes people wonder, you know, and they start doubting themselves. And that to me is just so unpastoral. Even if you did hold that position, to put it as bluntly and without any nuance as he does with every like harsh position that he holds, which is a lot, like I think it's just wrong. So that's what got me looking into him was that tweet. And then he started talking about education and talking about public schools versus private schools. So we looked into all that stuff and we've done our videos. Well, I really need to stop for a second and just thank one of my most loyal viewers, I think, you know. Dale, thank you for watching. Thank you. I just want to say to Dale.
Hello there.
Thanks for sticking with us and for watching all the stuff or Dale's wife as well,
hello I want to say.
Thanks for watching. I'm kidding, but also like, I know that they do, like, I know these people. I don't know them personally, but I know these kinds of people. They're media junkies, you know, like me, I'm a media junkie. Like I'm the one who found this clip of Doug Wilson that we'll watch in a little bit. I watch what other people are saying. If someone makes a video about me, you bet I'm going to watch it. When Dale Partridge does a podcast on me, which he has threatened me with, as if that's a threat. Okay. We have very different audiences. Go for it, bud. But, you know, like I don't, whatever. I'm probably going to listen to that thing. So like, it's not like I don't mean to shame people when I say it. It's just, I know that you watch it because your name is in the title. You know, and I've interacted with these guys who I've talked about, some of them. And they just always watch this stuff. So let's just start getting into where this has led. Okay. So Dale Partridge decided to tweet this weekend. And to be fair, I have been hounding him a little bit, like maybe like once a week or something. He'll post a tweet about something and I'll ask for, hey, are you going to talk about the Pinterest stuff? but yeah. So Dale decided to tweet this. The gospel should radically define you. Saved people love talking about their saviors. Saved people love talking about God's sanctions. The gospel does not merely save. It animates a person. It causes them to proclaim and push the repentance and righteousness. Is that true of you? Okay. So like, whatever, that's a tweet. And I just put, cool. How about your Pinterest? Any update? Because he said, this is stuff. I am only holding him to what he has said. Okay. I want that clearly said. I'm not asking for him to do anything that he hasn't said that he was already going to do. He said when he finally answered, because Christ is the Cure, who is a podcast, has a big following. He started, you know, asking the same questions I did. And, but because he's in the inner circle of like reform people, they have a lot of the same audience. I feel like Dale listened to him and actually talked with him because, you know, they have the same audience. There's a lot of overlap and was probably a headache for him. So he decided to have this interaction, blah, blah, blah. They work it out and they post this thing. And he was saying he was going to, write up something apologizing for his educational stuff, how he misrepresented his education multiple times, and then that he was going to release a podcast with him and his wife talking about the Pinterest stuff. Now, the Pinterest stuff is weird, all right? And again, I want it clear. I've never said that he has done anything. All right. I said it was weird. And what this is that this guy who wrote a book about head coverings and how like he's very conservative. He has a Pinterest account where he has pinned dozens and dozens, I don't know how many, pictures of women in bathing suits. And like, it's just a lot of weird stuff for any dude to be pinning on Pinterest. And apparently he says that he bought that. And it like, I don't think you're allowed to buy Pinterest accounts either. So that's a thing. But I'm not a business person. I'm not sure about that kind of stuff. I'm just saying it's weird. And he said that he was going to release a podcast with him and his wife, that would be, you know, articulating everything and clarifying everything, and that it's nothing like what, you know, as bad as it could be. It's nothing like that. And so it's like, okay, well, that was a month and a half ago. And we've been waiting. We've been waiting for that. And so, you know, every once in a while I would ask, cool, how about any Pinterest, any update or whatever. And so this is what he decided to reply with. Dean, I own several large Pinterest pages. I purchased them 10 years ago, which again, I don't know the legalities of it, so I could be wrong, but I am fairly confident you can't just buy and sell Pinterest stuff that violates their terms of use. But maybe I'm wrong. But he purchased them 10 years ago when I was in the social media marketing world. I allowed influencers to be on certain boards for a fee. My wife has a huge account too. Like me, she's never pinned on it herself. I'm not, I mean, there could be a whole conversation on the wisdom of something like that for a pastor, but whatever. Like me, she's never pinned on it herself, but guys like you are critical before you're curious, so you wouldn't know that. If you want more details, DM me and I'll give you my cell, and you can talk to me and my wife over the phone. We both have thoughts about your ministry anyway. Okay, so this is where the drama starts, okay? One, again, I'm just going to say thanks for watching, Dale. You know, I always appreciate all the loyal viewers. but it's, okay. I am critical of Dale. He is right on that. I am very critical of Dale. Because of his tweets, because of the stuff that he put out. It's not like I know the guy and have a personal agenda against him. I do have an agenda now from his many, many insensitive tweets for the way he has talked about women, just in general. Like, I'm a human being, and I'm allowed to have thoughts about what another human being says or does and how he treats half of the human race. So he has recently gone as far as to say women shouldn't teach women theology. Like, again, like that's, you didn't mishear that. Women shouldn't teach women theology. You know, the whole head coverings thing. He has gone down this route of patriarchy, just straight down the road, you know, on his way to Moscow. And he's doing all the same stuff. So, yes, I have been critical. So he is right to say that. But, you know, for someone who doesn't want to, John, oh, I'll bring it up. I didn't even know Pinterest still existed. Wild world we live in. Yeah. A little, like, I was like, what? But all right. So yes, I'm critical. But to say that I'm critical before I'm curious is describing all kinds of motive to me. And I think he's pretty mad at me for, in his opinion, ascribing motive. I've been pretty careful. Like, I've looked back at several episodes and, like, one, I stand by everything. So let me say that crystal clear. All right. I stand by all of it. I ain't backing off an inch. Okay. Like, I said what I said and I meant what I said. So there's that. But also, like, I don't think that I have ascribed motive to him other than the obvious, like the straight up obvious of chasing platform. Like it's who he is. Like his whole history has been this, like from the marketing world to ministry, it's been pretty obvious. Writing books, like trying to build this platform, buying accounts, even that of saying like, oh, I buy accounts, not a big deal. Like it's super weird for a pastor to be buying accounts. And if you were going into ministry, like why do you still own these accounts? Like that's odd. And like the way that he's built, like even his 110,000 Twitter followers, is not from ministry. All right. I don't know the specifics of how he gained them, but just basing off of stuff like this, I think that he probably bought those. So like, I don't think that's the worst thing in the world to say, right? Like it's kind of how he's operated. So like, it's odd to me that someone would say like, I'm ascribing motive when I'm stating the obvious. Like you want to be a platform guy, right? You're on the platforms. Obviously you want to be a platform guy. Like you want to go and chase the platforms. You want this person to host your event. You want this person to speak at your church or your house church or whatever. Like you want that to build these connections and stuff. And he's obviously pursuing that. And that's what I've said. Now I haven't gone into, I could like, I don't think it would be that dang hard to like go at and like talk about like why he's like doing this stuff. I don't think it would be that difficult. We've seen this how many times, you know, like whether it's Mark Driscoll or I won't say that name. You know, we've just seen it a bunch of times of these people who are so obviously trying to build a platform, and sometimes they're fine people, but they're still trying to build a platform. So that's the only motives that I've really ascribed to him. And then the deceit, like, which I'm sure he doesn't like to hear, but is true. And he's admitted to it now. So like, I don't know why he hates me so much. Other, like I get, you know, if someone makes a video about you, you don't want, you might not be happy with them, but even here's something like that Bible thumping wingnut guy. Like, I don't care if he makes a video about me. Like, or the woke preacher clips, or, you know, like whatever, like these people that are out there who think I'm woke, like they'll make videos about me. I don't care. Like I'm on the internet. I'm doing things. I'm not going to ascribe all kinds of motive unless they say something that's completely untrue. I challenge anyone, go back and watch anything that has Dale Partridge in the title and see if you can find something that I say about Dale. It's not true. I don't think you're going to find it. If you do find something, like we could talk about it, but I don't think so. So for him to ascribe motive to me that I'm critical before I'm curious, I want to know what the heck is up with this Pinterest thing. So sorry for asking, but I'm only asking because you said. Now here's something else in here. You know, he wants to be like, all right, well, call me. I don't give my phone number out to dang anybody. Like, ask John Adams how long we interacted before I gave him my phone number. Like, there are, I think, on the entirety of the internet, all my interactions, I think I've given my phone number to 4 people. All right? I am very conscious of my personal information. If you're not cool, but don't just assume like, oh, I'm going to give you my phone number, guy who tweets a bunch of wacko stuff. No, I'm not going to give you my phone number. DM me and I'll give you my cell and you can talk to me and my wife. We have thoughts about your ministry anyway. Fine. You can have thoughts. I don't care what your thoughts are. I don't have to. All right, I'm not trying to be mean, but I don't have to care what some random person thinks about the things that I say. Like, now if I said something that was untrue and he's like, this was, you know, adamantly untrue, then just say that. Like, I do care about the truth, but I don't have to care about every person who comes onto like my channel or tweets at me and says, oh, I think this. I don't have to care about what they have to say. I don't have to listen to what they have to say. Okay. I'm not trying to be like super mean and aggressive, but I don't have to. So if you have thoughts about my ministry, well, first off, I don't call what I do here a ministry because it's not. A ministry is something that a church does. All right. Even parachurch ministries. I have a little umbrage with them calling themselves ministries. I believe that ministries are things that churches do. Now, if you're a Christian and you have a hobby, it's a hobby. This is a hobby. Okay. Maybe someday it might be a business, but right now it's a hobby. It's not a ministry. It is me sitting down, turning on this microphone, this camera, these lights, and just having a conversation with people on the internet. It is not a ministry. It is not run by a church. It's my thing. It's my hobby. It is something that I've built up by myself. Didn't buy it from anybody. didn't pay anybody. Just started doing stuff and people started coming and having this conversation. That's why there's 40 people who are in the chat right now and, you know, only 18 likes. Come on, guys. Come on, guys. But it's a hobby. It's a thing that I do for fun. It's something that I would be talking about anyways because these things are interesting to me. What happens with these celebrity pastors and what they say is interesting. And obviously, I'm not the only one because they are called celebrity pastors, which by definition means that they're celebrities. So people care. I'm not the only one. So am I not allowed to talk about my opinion because it's negative sometimes? Why is that? You know, it's interesting. These people are always like, oh, this person is doing this, you know, like, oh, he's gossip. That's the thing I get accused of. Why? Why is it a gossip when I'm reacting to your videos, your articles, your tweets that you put out in the public world? What makes it gossip? Because I don't like it? Is that why? Or like, do I have to be positive about something before I can talk about something? Why is that? Is that me being a gossip? Or is it you not being able to handle criticism? I think it's you not being able to handle criticism. I'm not trying to be mean, but these guys, they're so sensitive. Like, I get criticized a lot. Okay. Whenever I talk about certain people, if I talk about John MacArthur, I'm going to get a lot of criticism. If I talk about Doug Wilson, I'm going to get even more criticism. If I talk about Dale Partridge, criticism from Dale. Like, whatever. I can handle that because I put my thoughts here on the internet. You know, and it's just super strange to me that some of these people are like, oh, you shouldn't be able to do this because you're negative. But then they're also like so negative about everything online. Like if you compared like just on a joy scale, I don't know how we'd be like maybe John Piper could help us figure out how to navigate some kind of scale of joy. But like, if you were to take a joy scale and look at my tweets versus Dale's, I think you would see, like, I have a much better time online. Like I have fun with things and I laugh a lot and make jokes and sometimes they're real dumb. I'm not saying I'm good at it. I'm just saying like, that's the internet. You know, you can have fun, you can see negative, and you can do both of these things. And you can still be able to like talk about things and criticize things as long as you're not being untruthful. And like, even if there was an agenda, which I honestly don't have, but if there was an agenda, I don't even think that's wrong. If someone has an agenda against me, like, if Dale puts this podcast out, I think probably he has an agenda against me because I have 4,000 subs. I have 4,000 subs and, maybe I get 1,000 views on a video. Like that's a good day for me. So like this guy has 110,000 followers just on Twitter. Like if you're going to talk about something that's popular, I don't know why you would be talking about me other than that you have an agenda, but even then, like, whatever, make your stuff. Like, I don't care. All right. So they both have thoughts about my ministry and they want me to talk to them on the phone, give out my personal phone number to, some strangers on the internet. Not going to happen. All right. So then from there I said, okay, these guys always want to have like, I'm just walking through my tweets today, I guess. But I retweeted that quote, tweeted it. That's the phrase, with, something to the effect of, what was it? Basically just that, you know, these guys always want to have these private conversations. They don't want to do it in public, which I'm just sick of. I'm just sick of it. I don't want to have to phone call you. Like, just say it. Like, even now, like, Dale can just talk about his Pinterest stuff. No one's stopping him. Like, you just talk about your Pinterest. Like, you don't have to wait for a podcast. No one's holding you back. Just do it. Like, you have the internet. Like, you can do these things. But they always want to have these private conversations. And honestly, I just don't care. Like, I don't have to talk with every Christian. I don't have to run any of my viewpoints about John MacArthur past Johnny Mack. I don't have to run any of my viewpoints about Joe Thorne past Joe. I don't have to text Joe and be like, hey, you know, is it okay if I talk about how short you are? You know, I don't have to do that. But, you know, whatever. So I tweet that. And then we get this. Oh, no. Christian's actually talking. How crazy. We can record it, too. Then post it. We're game. Nothing to hide here. It's only been a bunch of years of this going on. But nothing to hide here, Dean. We're just tired of your unfair critiques and ready to push back. Balls in your court, buddy. I don't know Dale enough to know. Is he from the Midwest? Because I just hear like a passive aggressive Midwest buddy thing. But yeah, so he said that, and then I responded with what you see here on screen. Not anything crazy, just being like, hey, you know, like, push back against what? Like, you don't have to like that I've talked about it, but like, you post tweets, like, I'll just be, again, just real honest, real. I'll be frank today. I won't be Dean, although Dean is frank. They're dumb. Like, they just are. I can't help it. Like, it's funny to me. It is funny how dumb some of these tweets are. I'm not saying Dale is. I'm saying I say dumb stuff sometimes. Like, I just said, I'm frank. Why? Because I'm online and I'm a little nervous, right? Like, that's what that is. Like, I say dumb stuff sometimes. So the tweets about a dog park, look, driving around and seeing a dog park and being like, oh, we're worshiping dogs rather than children. Like, there should be playgrounds here. So that means that our society worships animals, and we don't, like, something about, you know, like, the sanctity of life. I don't, what is that? What am I supposed to do with that? It's funny. And so I post an, like, Ace Ventura GIF of him looking on his way to work for something to be mad about. Like, and here's the thing. His tweets have gone around so much that it's just, he played himself. He played himself into this caricature thing, at least in the circles that I run in. We all just kind of giggle. And so sorry that we find whatever is making you mad today, which is totally benign, into like this huge cataclysmic, the like culture is dying, weird culture war stuff. I'm going to have fun with that. And I'm not going to apologize for it. You put public stuff out, expect people to deal with your stuff publicly. And so, like, if he's mad about that, he could be mad about it. I'm like, block me. I'll probably back off a little bit just because I know it hurts your feelings so much. And I'm not trying to be mean. Like, if it hurts your feelings, fine. I just thought 110,000 followers, you know, whatever. I could have fun with some of his stuff. Anyways, but, you know, at the same time, he is being divisive. Like, a lot of his tweets, it's not just like the funny dog park stuff. It's also, you know, all this stuff that's anti-women and not, it's not biblical. It's not. Don't come at me with this biblical patriarchy crap. Like, patriarchy isn't biblical. Just because you see it in the Old Testament doesn't mean it's a prescription for how we interact with one another. All right. Offer stands, but sounds like you don't want to make peace. There's no peace to be made. Like, you are who you are. Like, I mean, like, in a certain way, I guess if your feelings are hurt about me teasing you about your tweets about dog parks. But I mean, like, as far as like what I've said in my videos, which is what he was saying, then like, no, like you were deceitful about your education. I still have questions about the Pinterest stuff. Like, your articles, they still say what they say. So like, whatever. We can have differences of opinion without it being like this, like, oh, I hate him and he hates me. I don't hate this guy. I just think what he says is bad. But that's a strange posture to take as a follower of Christ. I'm game for seeking a charitable stance between us. But again, the ball is in your court. So with that, I think I did put, like, says the guy who is like purposely divisive every day on Twitter or something like that. Like, I that to me is ascribing all kinds of motive to me of like that. I just, like, it's a strange posture to have. I don't have to talk to everybody. I don't have to talk to every single Christian. Make sure, is everyone good? Is everyone good with what I said? Like, I don't have to do that. That's not what unity looks like. Like, I've never said Dale isn't a Christian. I don't think been too harsh about his motives for things, but whatever. So, he wants to talk. He wants to talk on the phone. I don't care. I'm not giving some stranger on the internet who I do not trust, who has been deceptive about a lot of different things. I'm not giving that person my phone number. That sounds like a disaster. So let's look at a couple more things here, just a couple, and then we'll get into Doug Wilson. I'm going to start getting Dale and Doug mixed up, and maybe that's theological too. But so there were some interactions with that stuff here. That's where this started. And I asked, someone posted about, like, you know, basically answering this stuff on a podcast. And I said, that's what I was trying to do. I was asking when the podcast is coming. Like, is that ever going to happen? Because the thing with people like this, if they don't have to, they won't. If no one pushes them, they're not going to come out and say, I was wrong about this. Or like, here's the information for this really messy thing, you know, like, you're just going to try to act like that didn't happen, right? That's human nature. So Dale says, my wife and I are planning on a podcast. She's 39 weeks pregnant now. We will be addressing Pinterest and your dishonesty. The offer to discuss on the phone is still on the table. How is this not a threat? Okay. Like, talk about total drama island. All right. We will be addressing Pinterest and your dishonesty. The offer to discuss on the phone is still on the table too. Happy to do both, but seems like you're scared to do that. Yeah. Oh, okay. Do we have a lot of people? Oh, we do. That's a lot of people. 75 people. Dang. Hey, if you like me, hit the like button. Even if you're kind of weirded out by YouTube, some of you guys might be just coming from Twitter. Hit the like button so that I know that you're not a meanie. That's what that is. Okay. So, all right. This was a threat. He threatened me with doing a podcast, to which I will say, not really a threat, bud. Like, I don't care. I'm sorry, but I just don't. Like, you can make your podcast. Go for it. You have the ability to turn on all your equipment and talk about me if you want. I don't know why you would, because again, I have a little channel. Like, whatever. Like, you're not going to, like, it's, you'll get me and 30 people from my channel to come and watch. Is that what you want? Is that going to boost your numbers? Like, whatever. But you could do that. I don't care. Like, you could explain your side of things and where you think I'm wrong. That's how ideas work. Like, we can exchange ideas, and it doesn't have to be behind closed doors. And to be honest, I'm not threatened. I don't know why these guys think that they're so threatening. Like, I've had interactions with some other dudes, that, like, you know, they're the celebrity pastor type. Dale's not a celebrity yet. He's on his way though. Good for you, bud. but, like, these celebrity pastors think that they're so intimidating. Like, I'm not intimidated. I just don't care to have a conversation with you and listen to you give excuses for the obvious stuff. All right. I don't care to listen to James McDonald explain things about putting a woman in the hospital. I don't care to hear Dale Partridge talk about, oh, this is why I said I was a graduate of this place. And by that, I meant the certificate, not the diploma. I don't care. All right. I talk about things. To me, they're done. Now I get, you know, people are attached to those things. So those people might feel a certain way about it. But that doesn't mean that we have to have a discussion. You want to talk about your thing? Then go ahead. Like, I'm not threatened. I don't think that it'll affect me. like we have very different audiences, Dale. Like, this is very different than you and Christ is the Cure. I don't want your audience. Like, I'm not here to platform build. Like, I'm not here. Yes, I like to see my channel grow, but it's only because we're having this fun time. Like, today isn't so fun. Well, in a way, it kind of is. Like, come on, let's be honest. We all kind of like the drama stuff. It's why we watch reality TV. But at the same time, and how many people are here? We're down to 60. Because I asked people to hit the dang like button. They all ran away. but like, whatever. Like, we can have a good time. That's what we do on my channel. We talk about what the celebrity pastors are saying. We weigh it according to scripture, and we have a good time while we do it. I don't take myself too seriously. All right. And I think that's the problem that Dale has. That might be a problem. And I think it's certainly the problem with a lot of these guys, is that, you know, they take themselves so seriously. And then when anyone comes at them, like, I don't know if it's just that they're too sensitive or that they're just taking themselves too seriously and everything is a threat, but whatever. Like, it's the same result. They always like guard up. It's like, why do you care what I think? Like, there are 60 people on my stream right now. Okay. You could go on to Twitter and start your stream over there and have 60 people in a second. Okay. Like, that's, why do you care what I have to say? I like, but also, like, I don't care what you have to say. Like you can go and you can make your podcast. I'm not threatened. And it's not going to make me go like, oh, now I'll give out my phone number. Great way to, like, it's not a pickup line, but imagine a pickup line. Give me your phone number. I'll make a podcast about you. This is who I am. Okay. Like, I just have fun and, you know, I'm not going to be bullied into a position because some guy on the internet didn't like that I said you don't have a degree. All right. No one asked or expects. Oh, that's true too. Yeah, I put out there like no one, like he's making it seem here like my wife and I are planning on a podcast, but she's 39 weeks. How dare you, sir? How dare you? My wife is 39 weeks pregnant. How could you ask me to do such a thing? Okay, like no one said she had to be on it. Like that's a thing that he came up with, like when all his Crisis the Cure drama happened, he's the one who's like, oh, me and my wife will do a podcast. Like literally no one asked for it, and then he said it. And all I was asking is, where's the podcast? I don't care if your wife is on it. Like, whatever. I just wanted to hear your explanation more of that and more than just, I bought Pinterest pages. Why do you still have them? Why do you still have them knowing that it's under your name when it has all these likes on it? Do you not think that's weird? Like, you're the guy who wrote a book on head coverings. Do you not see, like, how people would be like, what's going on here? I don't know, whatever. But no, I don't think that his 39 month, that would be awful. 39 week pregnant wife needs to go and do a podcast. Like it's such gaslighting. Just like, I can't because my wife is pregnant. It's like, no one asked for that, bud. I guess, although I'm saying bud so many times, but it's how I talk. But we're not buds. We're not buds. Nope. All right. What else? Was there other stuff? Was there other stuff to talk about, or can we talk about something that matters? Oh, let's talk about this. Oh, these guys. So this weekend has also been busy with blocking people because, you know, Dale has his fans or his hitmen. I will say that. All right. Let's get a little personal. Let's keep the drama going. he has people from his church who do all like this heavy lifting of going at people for him, and it's weird. Okay, this Adam Duell guy, I'm pretty sure goes to his church. There's another one, Trevor West, which you guys might be like, I can't believe I heard my name on a podcast. Well, it's not anything positive, but these guys from his church, I noticed it when I was reading. I didn't even know Dale has yet another article about his educational stuff and the I've got Indiana Jones on my mind, the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. No, Christ is the Cure. That's what that is. Too many C's. but with all the Christ is the Cure drama. He put out another article just the other day. I just saw that last night. But in there, I noticed that it was this Trevor West guy who was hounding Nick, the guy from Crisis the Cure. Man, like I haven't talked with Crisis the Cure other than he was in his stream once. But like so it's not like we've collaborated. I'm not speaking for him. I'm just saying, like, it looked like he was hounded by this Trevor West guy online and with his responses to that article, which is just weird. It's a weird thing for a pastor to be like, and there was interactions between this Trevor West guy and Dale, like that Dale showed. Like, he showed his messages, or maybe that, yeah, I think it was that. I don't know. There's so many of those dang articles out there. It's one of those things. It's all public stuff that they put out. And so like, it's weird because they have like this interaction of where like, I told him to take down whatever and to not push, like, I guess Crisis the Cure guy was going to put out like some stuff. And they're like the Trevor Weston, who goes to Dale's church, they're like, talking about how are we going to handle this kind of deal? That's super weird. So I've been blocking people like that. Adam Duell's one of them, I guess. I blocked him, and I always check, like, cause like, I don't care what you tweet after, like, as far as like your normal stuff, but I always check after about a day. If I block someone like who I think would probably be like this, they always like put up like this badge of honor. Like, ooh, I was blocked by this person. Screenshot. I don't care. if someone blocks me, you're probably not going to see it unless it's super funny. But he thinks this is super funny. Oh no, the YouTube version of overweight Christian TMZ channels blocked me. It's always the thing with these guys. It's as if there's something to their maturity and to their spiritual development to do that. But this version of the overweight Christian TMZ channel blocked me. Blah, 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 blah. Your entire existence in Christendom is to feed into drama with worldly TMZ style news. No, actually, because if it was TMZ style, I could say a lot more. You go ahead, Dale, if you want to make a podcast. I'm just saying, I got a lot of information. You want to do it? When you talk about some of these guys, there have been people who have been wronged by them for years, and they'll find you. they'll find you and they'll send you all kinds of stuff. There's things. You disgust me, and nothing about your ministry, again, it's not a ministry, is carried out in a Christian manner. Unlike this tweet, obviously, that is so kind. All right. By the way, Dale liked this tweet where, you know, he's going at my appearance and stuff like that. Thanks, Dale. Let's see. And I think and then this is the last one, okay? And then Dale, like, I don't know if Dale thought he was responding to me or what. I didn't see this because I blocked the guy, and he responded to the guy's thing as if he was talking to me. And I don't know how that works in his head, but that's... He was confused. Dean, you've personally released several pieces of misleading content about me. Prove it. What's been misleading? You've never extended grace or a charitable benefit of the doubt. I'd never ran anything past you. That's true, because I don't know you. You seem to be a quarrelsome man. Nobody in my life would say that, but whatever. I've offered to speak over the phone. I don't need to give you my phone number. Only to receive scoffs? Yes. Excuses? No. Reasons? Maybe. And rejection? Yes, definitely that. You have gotten rejection. If you ever want to seek reconciliation, don't think I need it. I'm always open. Cool. But that, again, was said to the guy that was blocked and not to me. But whatever. All right. Are you not entertained? I don't know. Whatever. So this guy doesn't like me, and he's mad that I say things about, you know, people who put out public things. Okay. Here's a couple little things before we get into the Doug Wilson stuff. This channel does not exist for Dale Partridge. All right. The assumption that I should have to, call him, check in with him, you know, figure out what he thinks about something before I say anything is ludicrous. I'm not his PR department. So for the people that I've blocked who've called me a coward for not interacting with him, it's the same reason that I don't do, like, I'm not going to interact with Josh Bice when I talk about stuff, or John MacArthur, if he called me up, maybe John MacArthur, because that would be kind of fun. but like these other guys, like I don't need to have you on my show to defend yourself. This isn't your personal PR department for you to spin whatever crap you want. All right. Whether that's true or not, not my responsibility. All right. What we do here is we read your public stuff, your public tweets, your public YouTube channel stuff, your videos, your books, your blog posts. We do that about these big time teachers, the big dogs. And we as the underdogs get to have our say. If you're not happy with that, I'm sorry. Go back to 1994 and break the internet before it comes out. Welcome to 2023. I have an opinion, and I can say what my opinion is. And because I say my opinion doesn't make me less of a Christian. Now, if I start calling you names, if I start criticizing, you know, how you look, you know, and not a jokey way, but like just being a jerk about it, like, okay, there's a Christian way to talk about these things for sure. And you can obviously go down a bad path in that thing. I haven't done that. I don't believe I've done that. And I don't have to have a conversation with you. I'm not your PR department. I'm a guy on the internet in my basement having fun talking about what public pastors are putting out publicly to gain more of a public platform. And really what this channel is about the other people, the people like me, the underdogs, that we get to hang out together and talk about these things. If you like that, well, hey, think about subscribing to the channel. Also, hey, for all the people watching, if you like this kind of content, if you like what I do here on my channel, we are starting another fundraiser. We don't have a Patreon. I don't get paid for this thing, but we do have, I do have my PayPal open for anyone who would want to donate to help things with the channel, to be able to have a conversation about, you know, these things and be able to, you know, just make sure that everything works. There's money that goes into everything that I do here. It's a hobby. It's my hobby. If you want to help me with my hobby, not a ministry. If you want to, like, I'm really hopeful. We've done some cool things, new microphone, new interface, new few things. But we're also looking at maybe doing a camera. So the link is open in my PayPal. If you've been helped by anything I do, maybe think about chipping in a couple bucks instead of going to Starbucks or something. I am going to do a quick water break, and then we'll be back to talk about Doug Wilson. Okay, sorry about that. Just
need some agua.
And, you know, get my point across, I guess. All right, let's hop into the chat, and Heidi's already making fun of me. I always say it, I know. It's not the right way to say it, but I will be going through the chat at some point. But I was like, oh, I'm going to keep an eye on it. I did not keep an eye on it. Yeah. Wendy says, there's the Dean we all know and love. I appreciate it. Heidi says, this whole group's built on you making public statements about public statements, and we started following because we liked it. Yeah, and you know, if you don't like it, you don't have to. Like, I'm not offended. Like, the way that we talk about things here on the channel is, it's a niche. It's a niche, and it's not for everybody. Pappy Winky, I'm saying this in love, but after watching this for an hour, I'm starting to feel uncomfortable. Okay? There's a lot of personal attacks, which are understandable in context. I don't think I attacked him too much other than what is clearly obvious. And mockery. If we are asking for accountability, why are we then not responding to their invitation to communicate? Here's the thing, man. Like, that's fair. You can have that viewpoint. You know, Pappy Winky, you know I love you. Here's the deal. If it was someone else, I might be a little bit different. Okay. Let's say, and I have been different in a couple of different ways. Like, I'm not giving my phone number out to anyone. All right. Not anybody I talk about in a video. Okay. But like, to DM with people, I have done that. I have, you know, had interaction with people. Dale is a different person. Okay. What he says online, the deceitful practices that he's used, I don't care to hear all the same excuses that I've seen in articles. Okay. I just don't. So if you're not comfortable with that, that's okay. I am. I'm just not going to have the interaction with him that maybe I would if it was someone else, especially if it was someone that had, like, you know, a good reputation. You know, I've said some things about John Piper. I would be willing to talk with John Piper again. I have talked with him before, but I would be willing to talk with John Piper on, you know, something about the role of women in the church. You know, I'd be willing to have conversations with that. When it comes to this stuff, I just, no, I'm not going to listen to a bunch of excuses, and I'm not going to listen to someone who is obviously deceitful and over a prolonged amount of time, just not going to. So if, and I, that's the thing, Pappy Winky, you know it, like, we kind of tease and make fun, you know, it's not done in a mean spirit, I don't think, but you know, we're going to have a little bit of fun with some stuff. So if you're comfortable with that, okay. If not, that's, you know, you're entitled to your opinion. That's obvious. All right. So let's talk about someone that I also never want to have a conversation with. I don't care what is said. Just not going to do it. And that is, we got to go into our segments.
Meanwhile, at Moscow.
All right. So we're going to talk about Dale Partridge's homeboy, his new BFF. I don't know, but definitely his theological, like, hero, I think, right now, is Doug Wilson. And yeah, for sure, man. Like, again, like, we all have different points of view about things. We're all comfortable with different things. Like, no problem there. All right. Let's talk about Doug Wilson and some of the things that he had to say. This is from a video that they decided to put out, okay? They decided to.
Do you think that J.R.R. Tolkien and Chesterton were saved?
Well, let's just put it this way. If they were not, then I'm in a lot of trouble.
Okay.
All right. I assume there's a follow-up question because I said, well, on that, well, but because you're talking about their Catholicism, right?
Okay.
Is that the... right. So the, there's actually a very important point here. Some people, when some Protestants, rock rib Protestants, think if you start allowing Catholics to be saved, you know, Chesterton and Tolkien and people.
I will turn this whole stream around. Stop calling him uncle in the chat, you weirdos.
That you're going soft in your Protestantism.
Right.
Right. Right. Okay, you're sort of trying to do the rapprochement thing.
Right.
But the reason I believe that Roman Catholics can be saved is because we're not saved by works. Protestants are right. In other words, I think a lot of the diehard Protestants who say, no, we're saved by faith, by grace through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast, then turn around immediately and then say, and you Catholics over there, you are saved by works. Right.
Because there's something you're not doing.
Yeah, or something you are doing that's wrong.
Okay.
Right. Right. Yeah, that's a sin, right?
Right.
Okay. Okay, so what Doug Wilson, who has no family relatives in this chat, regardless of what they say for his title, you weirdo creeps, what's going on? All right, so here's Doug Wilson, who is a heretic for his federal vision. Again, I don't like saying that. Like, Dale Partridge isn't a heretic, okay? He believes the gospel. I think he teaches falsely, so I put him in the category of false teacher. Doug Wilson teaches heresy. There's a difference, at least right now. If Dale keeps going with Doug Wilson, you never know what's going to happen when it comes to federal vision, whether someone will embrace that or not. But here we have Doug Wilson, who is following through with his hermeneutic. In order to have federal vision, which I've done a video on, you can go back and watch that video about that, or even better, go check out Theocast's video about Doug Wilson and federal vision. It's way better than what I did. But like he has that, and he's following through with his ideology and applying it to Catholics. So essentially what he just said is that Catholics are saved, and no nuance given as far as like, well, if they uphold things, I'm assuming that there would be some stipulations that he would at least put in, but he doesn't do it here. And in the context, he's talking about Tolkien, and Chesterton, who are Catholics, and whether they could be saved or not. But here he's saying that because we believe in justification by faith alone, then it doesn't matter, essentially. Like, he does say later that it's important, but it's not a crucial thing. All right, so that's where he's going. It's this video is like 7 minutes long, so we're only gonna look at a couple things.
I think that there are a number of things that the Roman Catholics do that encourage people to stumble over essential parts of the gospel.
Okay.
Unfortunately, a bunch of Protestants stumble over the same thing, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
We're not saved by works. We're not saved by doctrinal works. You know, suppose I get up to the pearly gates and God says, okay, Wilson, before we let you in, we're going to sit you down and give you a justification by faith alone test.
Right.
These are your comprehensives.
Right.
Right. And you've got to get 100% on justification by faith test administered by St. Peter here to get into heaven. Who?
Is this the PCA or is this heaven?
Heaven.
Oh, sorry. I got confused.
Who is going to get 100%
right.
on any doctrinal test administered by the celestials or by God? You know, I believe if you go through any vibrant, healthy, evangelical church where the people are manifestly saved, and sit them, get them all taken a pop quiz or a pop right. test. Okay, let's. Right. I believe you could turn over enough flat rocks to come up with any number of heresies, bad heresies or problematic.
You could
ways
say the Trinity, and you'd probably have every nice Sunday school teacher do the egg analogy, the egg, and they'd be wrong, and it's a heresy.
Ice, water, steam. Yeah, there's all kinds of sweet Christian people who've got
teaching heresy every Sunday.
Right. Now, that doesn't make teaching heresy okay.
Right.
That doesn't mean that I approve of it. Doesn't make it not sinful. Doesn't make it not a problem. It is a problem. But it's not the kind of thing that we, I'll just boil it down. I'm a Protestant. We're not saved by works. Right. We're not saved by our doctrinal works. We're not saved by our ethical works. We're saved by the grace of God, period. Now, because that's true, because the Protestants are right, mm-hmm. Catholics can be saved.
Right.
Right. Does that make sense? So this is not a split the difference or sort of a creeping ecumenical, let's just call it all good. No, I think the issues of the Protestant Reformation were essential for powerful preaching. But justification by faith does not mean believing in justification by faith. Justification by faith means that Jesus saves us, and here's how we explain what he's doing from the scripture. Another illustration I used, it's like electricity. Justification by faith is like electricity.
This is like he goes for a long time talking about how you don't let a 5-year-old wire your house, even though she can flick like the switch on. Like, I honestly have zero idea what that means. But what you just heard Doug Wilson say is you don't need to believe in justification by faith alone in order to be justified. How do people follow after this guy? You do. You do, actually. You do need to believe in Christ and his saving work on the cross for you alone. If you are adding your works into it, into this equation of merit, like for the Catholics, but, you know, of being a good person, or, you know, some other thing, or baptism for some people. If you're adding those things to your faith and saying that's what justifies you, that's not a justifying faith. You do have to believe in salvation by faith alone, not with works, lest any man should boast. So if there are Catholics, if there are claiming evangelicals, or, you know, Baptists, if there are Baptists who think that they can be saved because they believe in Jesus, and if you have that belief, that's not justifying faith, so you're out. Like, this is what the Reformation was all about. Like, how people go along with this guy, I just don't understand. Like, even if you, like, okay, you like his talking points, you like his political stuff, but theologically, the guy is a train wreck. It's not just federal vision. Like, this is, I think, an application of it. But, like, this, like, you don't have to believe in justification by faith alone to be justified. That's what he said. Like, how is this okay? You guys explain to me. Leave a comment. Not in the chat, because it'll be too long. Leave a comment. You explain to me, people who like Doug Wilson, let me know how I'm supposed to be okay with this. How this coincides with scripture. I don't care how many metaphors he gives. No one's getting a theology test at the pearly gates. He knows that, but he always says that. And I don't know how many times I've heard him give that illustration and then giggle to himself. Like, you're on all these videos. Like, I know I repeat myself, but holy crap. But man, like this is just, it's just wrong. It's just wrong. And people just eat it up and they want to come to his conferences and buy his books. And they're so excited about Christian nationalism, Christendom. So sorry, Christendom. Like, no, you must believe in Jesus by faith alone. Just believe in him. Just as the serpent was lifted up in the desert, so also must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that anyone who may look upon him will be saved. That's a justifying faith, to believe, look to him. Not like, okay, add all these other things, and then you get to, like, be saved. And, like, we should be helping these people. I get, like, you have certain people that you like. Chesterton. I like Chesterton. Okay? Like, Tolkien, okay, like, it's just Lord of the Rings, whatever. But, you know, like, you have people that you like, but just because you like him, like, I'm sure he wouldn't say this is part of it, but just because you like him, like, it doesn't mean that you, like, compromise your theological positions. Like, this, This is not okay. This is not okay for a pastor to be claiming to be Protestant and saying, oh, I'm the most Protestant guy around. I just believe that you don't have to believe in justification by faith alone. Like, you could be wrong. You can make doctrinal errors, is what he said. But like, this is someone who has no concept of where the line on heresy is. Like, if it's not around salvation, then I don't know where it is. Because you could also say the same thing of someone who believes, I don't know, let's take a random religion. Okay, let's just take Islam. All right, you can't have someone who says, oh, I believe in the God of the Bible, and somehow they're also saying that they believe in the God of Islam. But I still believe in Jesus and everything like his story in the Gospels, and they died on the cross for me, but I also believe in Islam. Like, is that saving faith? Like, I think Doug Wilson would say flat out no. So, like, where's the line? Where's the line? Well, the line is around salvation by faith alone. You must believe in Jesus Christ alone in order to be saved. Not what Doug Wilson says. But again, these are the people that some of these younger up-and-comer guys, Dale Partridge, Joel Webbin, you know, some of these guys that are gaining a larger and larger following, that's who they're looking forward, like, or that's who they're looking up to. That's who they're following. They're following Doug Wilson. Super fun. All right, let's hop over into the penalty box.
You want to see a penalty? I'll show you a real penalty. Get out of my face, man.
All right. Well, we can hide it. We can hide it. We'll come back to that one. That was supposed to be gone. All right.
2 minute minor trip. And there's a call.
All right. Let's see. So this is from Johnny G 6477. And he posted on my Mark Driscoll short of Driscoll shoving, or, well, it's a GIF of Shaq shoving somebody after they dunked to someone who was saying, hey, you've hurt me, in his ministry. And like, just that he hasn't changed. He's still hurting people. And Johnny G says, what about defending yourself on Twitter means he's in any way wrong, or he's in any wrong, but he is the only pastor I know of who is actually preaching the word unapologetically. Johnny, you need to follow some more pastors. Okay. I'm so tired of seeing this from different people who are just like, this guy's the only guy who's doing it right. Like, no, no, there's a lot of Christian pastors out there. Like, just maybe go find some more. Just even in Twitter, like, if you haven't exceeded your rate limit, go over and just put in you know, who to follow next, and just follow some of those guys and see where you end up. The only pastor I know of who's actually preaching the word unapologetically. And is he preaching the word unapologetically, or is he just saying things unapologetically? There's a big difference. Okay. Bye, Johnny. I hope you enjoy the penalty box. Let's see who else is in here.
2 minutes for slashing and 2 minutes for roughing.
Okay. So this is a double one. This is a double penalty. This is on the Justin Peters is a fundamentalist thing. So this is from Storm Chaser 93. Peters and MacArthur are fundamentalists. So is Jesus.
I steadfastly refuse.
No, no, you don't get to bring Jesus into this. Nope. Dean Lentini is a Joel Osteen devotee. Devotee? How do you even say that? Devotee? He says, fundamentalist, as if it's today's F word. I say fundamentalist all the time. Don't say the other one too often. Not on these streams, at least. Dean Lentini is a Joel Osteen devotee. So because I'm not in Justin Peters' like fanboy club, I guess that means that by definition, I'm also, you know, following after Joel Osteen, like, big fan, devoted. Okay. Well, bye. Bye, Storm Chaser. Hope you find your storm.
The following play is under review for a major or match penalty.
All right. John MacArthur calls all psychology satanic. This was the video, but it doesn't matter what the video was, does it? So this is from Trevor West, who is one of Dale Partridge's church members. You blocked me on Twitter. Uh-huh. You come at me on Twitter. Like, Twitter is my safe place. You come at me on Twitter, I will block you. Like Twitter is where I have fun. And if you're mean to me, or you, like, I see you interacting with tweets that are mean to me, bye. It's not going to help your case either. Like, if I block you on one and, like, you come over to another one of my social media things and you're just like, you blocked me over there, you're not going to be helped. Like, it's not like it's not going to be like a great move for you to be like, oh, okay, now I must change my mind because you found me over here. You found me. You blocked me on Twitter for simply questioning your position. Stop acting like a coward and blocking everyone you disagree with and can't gain clout from. I'm not in the clout gaining business from, and stop blasting faithful men. I don't blast faithful men. Because you disagree with them. You need to repent and be bold enough to have a dialogue with people you disagree with. Do better, dude. I don't, actually. I don't have to do what you want me to do. I am an independent person who has autonomy, and I can choose to interact with people who I want to interact with. Now, if I've said something wrong, come at me with truth. Don't come at me with, oh, he's a good guy. Don't come at me with, he's a faithful man. Show me where I was wrong. We could have a conversation. I don't think I've said anything about Dale Partridge that would be truthfully inaccurate. Don't think so. Now, if you don't like my tone, that's a matter of perspective. That's subjective. I don't think that I've been overly harsh. I definitely have not been as harsh as I could be. I have said he's lied about his education. He has come out and he has said that. I have said that he is wrong about how he interacts with people online, the divisive tweets, the harsh, harsh, harsh words that he uses to talk about Christians that are making people question their faith, who are just throwing burdens and legalism on top of people. I'm not going to apologize for that. And I don't have to have a sit down with him. I don't. And if you like that, like, or if you don't like that, okay, don't like it. But don't act like I have to bend to your will. I don't. This is the internet. I could say what I want. You know, I don't think that I've said anything that's unscriptural. I don't think that I've acted in a way that's unchristian. To be honest, I'm a little flabbergasted that, yeah, I said it. I'm a little flabbergasted that, you know, no one else is. Yeah. But I'll block you all day if you're mean. And if you're interacting with people who are also mean, I'll block you all day. Like, I don't have to put up with anything. I don't have to. Like, I'm a person with autonomy. Like, I don't know what it is. There's something about Christians that they just think that everyone has to just, like, take it when someone talks to them. Or, like, that you have to be able to have, like, this Matthew 18 moment. That's for the church. That's for your local church. Now, sometimes it's the best way to, like, work out something. But we're in 2023 with the internet having these conversations, and people can say whatever they want. Why can't the people who disagree with them say, I disagree with it? I disagree. I guess that's the moral of today's show. I disagree. And I can be as public about my disagreement as I want about public things. That doesn't make me a gossip. That doesn't make me unloving. You can call it contentious if you want. But these things, I don't talk about people who have 500 followers. You know, like, I'm not talking about someone who's just trying to do the best job they can pastoring their church, and they've got 500 followers, and I'm just coming over here and like beating them down. That's not what we're about. We're talking about people who are making things, creating things for the internet, for thousands of people to read, watch, learn from, supposedly grow from. And we're asking whether those things are biblical or not. With Dale Partridge, there's a lot that hasn't been. His tweets, his blog posts, his views on women, his views on self-harm, and more and more probably will be his stuff in relationship to Doug Wilson. So that's my views. Weird show today, long show, but hopefully you guys enjoyed it. Again, just a couple things. Hit the like button if you're here. If you're still here, as soon as I say, okay, that's the show, everyone's gone. I don't know why I ever say it. But hit the like button on your way out. Think about subscribing if you like this kind of content. And if you are a, you know, fan, or you've been helped in some way by something that we've done here, if you want to support the channel, the show, we are doing a fundraiser for this month. The link to my PayPal is open. And we're trying to upgrade a couple of the equipment. We've already done amazing things. I never expect anything, by the way. I'm not expecting a certain amount. I have like one thing that if we were able to replace would be awesome. But if not, oh well. But you guys have already done so much over the last year of replacing the microphone, of the interface, monitor, cables, video cards, all these things. It takes a lot to, you know, do everything here. And you guys have been an incredible help with that. And if you guys want to, I don't expect anyone specifically. I don't expect a certain amount. I don't expect anything. You know, if you guys end up just like, we'll buy you coffee. Well, that's as much as we're going to do. I will be content with that. So thanks again for watching. Thanks for supporting this channel, this hobby that I have. Thanks for having a good time with me while we do this stuff. And audio has dropped 100 times. What? You guys can't hear anything I'm saying. I had to close and reopen the app. So it wasn't me. Was YouTube having an issue? That's interesting. I guess I should have been looking at the chat. Thanks, guys. I'll go back and check it out and see if you guys could hear anything that I was saying. Anyways, the fundraiser is going on. That's the moral of the story. Hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, and we'll be back later on in the week. I'm wanting to do some more streams out on the deck and have a little bit more fun, so. Anyways, thanks for hanging out with me. I will see you in the next one. Bye.